Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in. I know you are, but yeah. It's good to have you back in the saddle. I know you had to do some traveling last week, and that's why we didn't get a chance to talk with you, but I'm glad you're back safe. It's not very much fun to fly right now with all this horrible weather around the country.
No, it's not. I had flights canceled, flights delayed. I sat on a tarmac for 3 hours on one time, so it wasn't a fun experience.
Yeah, I was overnight one night because I missed a connection, so it's not very much fun. But we can be thankful that it's gorgeous in Las Cruces.
Yeah, it sure is. It's been nice.
We aren't dealing with snow. All right, and we have on the cover this week a story that seems to be this trend more and more. Restaurant chains are moving to the area, and you put it on the cover this week, a new chain that looks like it's coming to town.
Yeah, Wing Daddy Sauce House. They're based out of El Paso, where they have 5 restaurants right now down there. They have 2 in Mexico and 1 in San Antonio, Texas. And now, soon, they hope to have one in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And they've announced last June, I think it was originally, that they wanted to come to Las Cruces. And they hope to have be open by the end of the year or, you know, early this year. But there have been some hiccups and some things along the way, as happens when you're trying to get something new up and running. But now they're in the process where they're getting close to maybe breaking ground, maybe as soon as next month. And then that would put them for opening in maybe late summer, early fall. Type of deal. So,
and I'm amazed you're 17 different sauces for the chicken wings. Is that right?
That's what they claim. Yeah, I've never been to one. They also have fried gator meat too. So they've got
fried alligator. Okay,
so got a lot of different things going on there. But and it's sort of a, you know, a sports bar decor type of thing. They got large TVs and what they're supposed to have, and so a whole big menu. I was on the website earlier looking at their menu and checking it out, and they got a whole bunch of different things going on. So it's a very interesting sort of concept, and you know, that sort of part of town is getting maybe heavy with wing stuff, because you have Buffalo Wild Wings not too far away and Wingstop not too far away. Now you'll have Wing Daddies, and Hooters is close by and they have wings too. So it's
and something
the wing area of Las Cruces,
and something you're telling me called Chino Changas, a mix of chimichangas and egg rolls. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they claim. It'll be very interesting to see how that turns out, but it sounds very interesting, and I'll try one. You can take me there and buy me one.
I sure will. You deserve it, Brooke.
You're right. We're seeing, you know, we've talked about this obviously before, and more of the chain. Now, this is more of a regional chain, you know, based in our area, but more and more chain and our restaurants are eyeing Las Cruces, and they must think that there's the business to be had, that people want to come out and visit. You know, we have that Telshore area, Mall Drive has, you know, 5 Guys Burgers and Fries just opened over there, and, you know, Genghis Grill opened not too long ago up on Telshore. So, and there might be even more on the way.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the profile this week, and it's a familiar name, a lady that many people may read her column from time to time in the newspaper, Renee Frank, who helped start the Green Chamber of Commerce. She now has another post.
Yeah, she's just starting this year. She's the new president of the Las Cruces Association of Realtors. She's an associate broker and realtor with Steinborn and Associates Real Estate, and she's been with them for a better part of a decade. And she's an interesting lady. She wears a lot of hats. But you're right, she was one of the founding members of the Green Chamber here in town as well. And she has worked in the healthcare field and worked at White Sands Missile Range and done a bunch of different things, and then she decided to give real estate a try a while back, and now she's succeeding in that too. So, and she's moved her way up the board at LCAR, at the Las Cruces Association of Realtors, and is going to serve her term as president this year. So she's excited about the idea and really loves her business and really jumped into it with both feet. She's that kind of person, very motivated and It's an interesting read.
Okay. What's new this week?
Well, there's this, I reported about them a couple months ago. It's this chain, speaking of chains, but this is one, it's a car collision center, and they're called Caliber Collision Centers. They do car repair, and they've just opened at 2100 North Telshore Boulevard, which is right next door to the power center, if people can picture that. It's a 14,000 square foot facility, and it's their first store in New Mexico. And they have a whole bunch of different stores in, you know, sort of the Southwest in our area. And so that's a nice new business over there. And also, you know, people read last week that Pros Ranch store has been bought out of bankruptcy, and that the local store is remaining open. All the stores are remaining open for what the new company calls the foreseeable future. And so I asked them what that means, and is there a timetable? And they say they don't have a timetable yet for figuring out what they're going to do with the stores and everything. But hopefully we'll keep our store, because that really renovated and reinvigorated that whole El Paseo area right
there. Oh, my goodness, yes. Of course, they purchased, when that Pros Ranch came in, purchased that entire shopping center and renovated it. And there are a lot of new tenants in the shopping center. Probably, I would assume, due in part to that traffic caused by the supermarket.
No doubt about it. And so that would be really rough if that store eventually closed. But I'm not hearing anything that it will. They're keeping it open for now, and hopefully it'll stay open.
And do we know if it's going to still be branded as Pros Ranch, or the new owners would use a different brand? Or
as of now, it seems like it's going to stay Pros Ranch. But again, that's something that could change. So.
Interesting. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. In the Babbling Brook this week, congratulations are in order this month, marking the 10th year for you as business editor of the Las Cruces Sun News. Congratulations, Brooke. That is an achievement, a decade of service.
Yeah, really. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years already. And so I wrote a little bit about how things have changed. You know, gas was like $1.70 a gallon. We had just a few Walgreens, dollar stores, and not near as many chain restaurants. You know, so much has happened. We had the big real estate bubble, and then we had the Great Recession, and, you know, the spaceport has come along, and the Union Pacific facility, and just a whole variety of things. It's been an exciting, sad at times, scary at times, but always interesting 10 years. So I talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm very honored to say that for almost half of that time that you and I have been talking on the radio.
I know. It's been going along great. And this is where I get recognized a lot from, is from, you know, talking on the radio. People say, I hear you on the radio. So it's been a lot of fun. It sure has.
Do you have one story that you think is your favorite business story that you've done?
My favorite business story? Probably one of the most enjoyable ones was when I wrote about Caliche's and their history and how they got started, and the history behind that, and, you know, even educating people as to what, you know, frozen custard was.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of ice cream that is.
All right. Well, I'll have to treat you out to some custard, I guess, Brooke. Brooke, congratulations. Those stories and more in today's Sun News, and
thanks
on to another 10 years, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe.